सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वान् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
So chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita start with a question by Arjun. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tat kim karmani ghore maam niyojasi kesava. O kesava, if you consider that the knowledge is superior to action, then why are you telling me to do action? This terrible action of killing so many people, why are you telling me? Not only that. Vyamishrena vakyena buddhim moyasi ibme. You have said perplexing sentences. It has confused me. Vyamishrena vakyena. You have glorified karma also. You have glorified jnana also in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. So that is confusing. I am not able to understand. Tad ekam vad, tell me one. Should I do karma yoga or should I do jnana yoga? Okay, nischitya, you be certain. Don't try to again praise, again jnana also praised and karma also praised. Now you can take anyone, not like that. Shreyo aham apnuyam, shreyo aham. Tell me that which is shreya for me. Good for me. When he surrendered, then also he used the word Shreya. Don't give me the advice of prayer. Prayer means what I like. I want to run away. Don't tell me that I want to run away. So therefore you leave the battlefield. No. You tell me what is Shreya, what is good for me. That I want to know. You see, when he surrendered to the Lord and when he is raising, question to the Lord, Arjun is very clear in his mind for his self-unfoldment. He is very clear about his goal, that what he wants. Shreya he wants. So in our last class we have seen that we have to do both karma yoga and jnana. Karma yoga is the first step, jnana is the second step. And we saw the example of, in India, if you want to get an admission into medical college, you have to appear in. Do you have any choice there? Any option? No. We don't have. If you want admission in medical, appear in this. If you want jnana, you have to do karma yoga. As simple as that. We have to do that. Okay. Same way the karma yoga and jnana yoga is in sequence. It's no two alternatives available. I can choose anyone. It's not like that. We can choose between kamya karma, selfish action, in karma yoga or in nisiddha karma. This choice we can do. Even after listening to karma yoga, we still have got the liberty whether I will accept karma yoga, advice of the Lord. Number one. Number two, I will continue kamya karma as I am doing now. I am happy there. Or I will do nisiddha karma. This choice I have got. But once I decide that I want sankhya yoga, I want jnana, I want self-unfoldment, then I have got no choice. then the choice is not between Karma Yoga and Sankhya Yoga. Choice is only in the selfish action, nisiddha action, prohibited action, and Karma Yoga. This much we have got. And that right already Lord has given us in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Karmanneva Adhikarasti. That adhikar is right given by Lord to us. Okay. Karma Yoga makes our mind purify and makes it subtle. That subtle mind is needed for jnana, for knowledge. So Lord wants Arjun to do his kartavya karma. So we all are Arjun. So directly Lord is saying, you all have to do the kartavya karma. Everybody should do the kartavya karma. Because the righteous war is in front of Arjun and he doesn't want to fight. Lord wants that Arjun should fight that war. And he will tell how to fight that war, how to do our kartavya karma, bounden duties, how to do it. Can anybody tell me? Lord has already given two instructions about that. And we have discussed in detail also. Out of which Ashok ji has asked one question last time. Specifically, very specifically, Lord has said, Sukh dukhe same kritva labha labho jaya jau tato yuddhaya yujjaswa naivam papam avapsi. You will not earn pap, no sins, no creation of vasanas. How? Same kritva, having done this thing, then you fight. So action should start after this operation, same kritva. And this we have seen in detail. This is not a New Year resolution that I will not fight with my spouse. Or I will not drink, I will not smoke. So many times we take such resolutions and within 7 days or few weeks, we again break that resolution. It's not like that. It's very deep understanding. What is the deep understanding? It will happen in one case when you decide that all my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Otherwise, it will never happen. Samekritva will happen only when everything is for them. Like if you are working in a company, you are samekritva. I am doing my job, that's all. Whether the profit will be there or not there, I am not concerned. It's not my headache. Samekritva. I am. Same way, we have to also think in the same way. Then only it will happen. Then second advice, he said, Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Takta Dhananjaya Siddhayo Siddhayo Samobhutva Samattam Yoga Uchyate. Again Samattam Yoga. Siddhi and Asiddhi. Gain or loss? I am not agitated. Okay. Now some Mahatma says, why did at all Arjun ask this question? Why did at all? Because he was thinking not to fight. From chapter 1, we find his intention was, he was giving all the arguments against fighting this war. This will happen, there will be kulachati, there will be all this cultural thing will go away and this and that, lot of things he said. Therefore he said so. In Ramayana also we find dharma te virati yoga te jnana. Dharma te virati, if you do your dharma, then the vairagya will come. If you do karma yoga, the mind will be purified. Mind will be purified means the vasana will be less. That means you will withdraw from the uiti. Same thing in Ramayana also. Dharma te virati yoga te jnana, and after that jnana will come. Okay. So for purification, we can do puja, we can do japa, we can do dhyana, we can do to tirtha brahman, we can do upavasa, we can do ganga snana. But among all these, best is karma yoga. Can anybody tell me why karma yoga is the best among all? You cannot do puja 24 hours, you cannot do jap 24 hours, you cannot take a dip every day 24 hours in Ganges, you cannot go for pilgrimage, you cannot do the fasting. Can you do fasting for 365 days? Not possible. But karma yoga, you can do for your whole life, from morning to evening, and you are remembering Lord. This is the beauty of karma yoga. Gurudev says on page number 4, you see the mindset of Arjun, Gurudev is writing, as a product of that age, there was no doubt even in the Arjun's mind that life was not to be squandered away in merely producing, acquiring, hoarding and spending wealth. Arjun was very clear, this is not the aim of the life. As a true child of Hinduism, he vaguely knew that he had to fulfill a great cultural mission in the world, and that the material success was only the means and not the end nor the goal. We are not sure. Arjun was sure. Earning money is not the goal of life. Partha's doubt was only on how best he could make use of the circumstances that presented themselves to him so that he might carve out for himself a greater cultural growth and a fuller spiritual unfold in himself. So he was very clear. He wanted spiritual unfoldment. Next, Slok 3.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Lokesmin Dvividanishtha.
Lokesmin Dvividanishtha.
Pura Prokta Mayanagha.
Pura Prokta Mayanagha.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Jnana yogena sankhyanam.
Karma yogena yoginam.
Karma yogena yoginam.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha. Lokesmin dvividha nishtha. Pura prokta maya nagha. Jnana yogena sankhyanam. Karma yogena yoginam.
Pura. Previously, prokta, I have said. Now, pura has got two meanings. Pura means before chapter 3, chapter 2. In chapter 2, I have clearly said about two paths, path of knowledge and path of action. Pura also means before the beginning of creation, I said this thing. So Brahmaji told his Manas Putra, Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar about the knowledge of the self. And after that he said them, go and now start world. You create progeny. Create progeny. After getting the knowledge, the four Kumaras said, nothing doing. First disobedience by children to father, Brahmaji. First disobedience. Nahi karenge. Then at the same time, Brahmaji created Prajapati, and to the Prajapati, he gave the Pravritti Mark. Selfless action. You have to do selfless action. Pravritti Mark. And to Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, he gave the Nibritti Mark. So there are two marks. One is the Nibritti Mark, another is the Pravritti Mark. So these two marks were there in the beginning of the creation also. And O Anagha, O sinless Arjun. Who is saying to whom? Bhagwan is saying to Arjun, O Nispap, sinless. Can we call ourselves Nispap? Sinless. Bhagavan knew who the Arjuna is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Jnana yoga sankhyanam karma yoga na yoginam karma yoga na yoginam. Here yogi means the beginners.
Those who are starting their spiritual sadhana are the yogi here. Those who are starting, just starting their sadhana, for them karma yoga is the sadhana. Sankhyanam, for the sankhyanam, it is jnana marga. So jnana yoga na sankhyanam. So rest of the chapter is all about the explanation to karma yogena yoginam. The fourth part of sloka 3 and chapter 3, the rest of the whole is the discussion about that karma yogena yoginam. That means karma yoga is being discussed in this chapter. So first do karma yoga to purify mind. How the mind will be purified? What is karma yoga? As we have seen many times, I have quoted Jagat Isidhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Brit Deva Pujanam. Consider Jagat as Ishwar. Jagat Isidhi, dhi means dhiya buddhi. Have your buddhi know this thing that the Jagat is Ishwar. We each of being in this world, whether it is sentient or the innate object, all are Bhagavan only. Jagat Isadi Yukta Sevanam, you serve them. That is why you will find in India, even a mechanic, he worships his inner tools on Vishwakarma Puja. Have you heard Vishwakarma Puja? If you go and see, all this technicians or mechanics, they will worship their screwdriver, the pliers, the hammer, anvil on that particular day. Sometimes you will find even the drivers also worshipping, giving some water to wheels, truck drivers. Or when you buy a new car, you'll find many, they all stand in queue, should be worshipped, car should be blessed by the Lord. Or many times we see that we worship peepal tree. Is not so? Or tulsi. Jagat Isidhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Brit Deva Pujanam. That is Devatar Puja. So why Lord said to start the spirituality with the Karma Yoga? Immediately the questions would come, and you must be very clear about all these things. Because all of us have got the one thing in common, the ego and the egocentric desire. Each one of us has got ego, and we have got selfish desires also, egocentric desires. To remove it or to reduce it, the medicine is Karma Yoga. Therefore, we all have to start with Karma Yoga. We don't have any other choice. If you want to reduce your ego, or egocentric desire, then, you see, in chapter 3 it will be coming. When it will come, I will tell you when the 30, sloka number 30 we will discuss at that time. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if you want to reduce your ego, you become Das of Bhagwan. Das of Bhagwan means servant of Bhagwan. Servant of Bhagwan. It will reduce. Because the servant's ego is always less. He is always serving his master, always serving his master. It is not so. We are employee in any company, our employer, what we are doing. Whatever master is saying, we are doing, that's all. If we consider the Lord as master and do all our actions for his happiness,
then we are reducing our ego. Therefore, Hanuman Ji is always in Das Bhav, you will find. Das Bhav is the best Bhav, I tell you. Consider yourself a servant of Lord, that's all. My job is done. Whatever Lord wants to do through this instrument, let him do. I am his Das. In whole of Ramayana, you will not find even the Hanuman Ji doing anything for himself. No selfish action in whole of Ramayana. Whatever Lord has said, he's doing there. Okay. Now immediately a question will come into your mind. If that be so, should we come to the Gita class next Saturday or not? Because we are talking about jnana, is it not so? No, you all should come. Otherwise, I will think that you all will become realized, you know. Once you become realized, then there is no need of studying of scriptures. The scriptures are useless for two type of people. One is the most ignorant, and another is the realized. Two set of people, they don't require scripture. For the rest of them, scriptures are the guidelines we have to follow. In our Vedanta course also, you see, we had to study 5-6 classes of Vedanta every day. In between whatever time was there, we were supposed to do Narayan Seva. Narayan Seva means selfless activities. So we can continue the whole week of Karma Yoga, all actions for the happiness of the Lord, and on weekend you should come here and study scriptures. Next.
Na karma nama narambhat.
Na karma
nama narambhat. Naishkarmyam purusho snute. Naishkarmyam purusho snute. Nacha sannyasana deva. Nacha sannyasana deva. Siddhir samadhi gacchati. Siddhir samadhi gacchati. Na karma nama narambhat. Naishkarmyam purusho snute. Nacha sannasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati.
You see, Arjun was not thinking of doing action. He had heard one thing, that actions bound, karma bandhan. The culprit is the action which binds us. Therefore, Arjun was thinking that I will not act. Nahi ladenge, I will not. But Lord said, na karmanam anarambhat naiskarmyam purusa asnuti. Naiskarmyam, actionlessness, by not starting an action. Arambhi nahi kiya. I don't want to start any action. Na karma na anarambha. Chup se baithe, you know. Or I have started, now I want to stop it, give it up, renounce. I have started action, but now I will. So first line says that he has not started action, not at all. Second line says he has started, but stop. Now he wants to stop it, give it up, or renounce action. Lord says such person will not get perfection. Siddhim. You will not get samadhi gacchati. Samadhi gacchati means attain. Such person will not attain siddhi, perfection. Achha. So neskarma is not attained by not beginning or starting an action, number one. Neskarma is not attained also if you have already started an action and now you are stopping it, giving it up. It cannot be attained in these two ways. What is the meaning of the neskarmyam? Neskarmyam means actionlessness. How do you get actionlessness? Actionlessness you will get only by first doing the karma yoga, purifying your mind, getting the knowledge, and you become realized. This is the method. Doing karma yoga, purifying mind, getting knowledge, become realized. Acha. Now, how do we act? All our actions are for happiness, is it not so? All of our actions are for happiness. We are sitting here for happiness. At 2:40, we all will get up for happiness. Go to the study class for happiness for 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Come back to assembly at 3:30 for happiness. After aarti at 4, disperse for happiness. Drive back home, driving for happiness. Home, stop driving for happiness. Sleep for happiness. Get up for happiness. Walk for happiness. Sit for happiness. See, behind each action, happiness is there. Where from is it originating? Understand the origination of action also. We act through body when there is a desire in the mind or intellect. Where from the desire comes? Desires comes from here, from the vasanas. From the vasana, the desire comes. This is also said as avidya. Also, we use the word for this as rag and dvesa, likes or dislikes, or maya, or triguna vise. These are the words we use for vasanas. So, avidya kam karma. Why avidya you are saying? We are saying avidya because we all are sukh swarup, we all are Brahman, we are the source of all sukh. The source of all sukh is this. But since we don't know this, that we are the source and it is already with me, because of not knowing this, we think if we go into the OIT and collect something, I will be happy. This is what is happening. So because of the avidya, not knowing this, that I am sukh swarup, I am the source of all happiness, a desire comes to be happy, through body we act, okay, if I eat this thing, I will be happy, if I get this property, I will be happy, if I get this job, I will be happy, if I get married, I will be happy. Then after that, what happens, we all know. After getting married, did you all become happy? Should not discuss after that. So, this avidya kam karma is called anarthakari parampara. I hope you understand a little bit of Hindi. Anarthakari parampara. Never ending. It is parampara like Guru Sisha parampara. It's not ending. It's anarthakari parampara. Avidya kam karma. So, how can you break this? Avidya kam karma. Can I say, I am just sitting idle, I will not do anything? Will I be able to remove my avidya, ignorance? No. How avidya can be removed? Avidya can be removed only by vidya, by knowledge. Ignorance can be removed only by knowledge. When will I be fit for knowledge? When mind is pure. How to purify my mind? If you do the karma yoga, see, so scientific. If you understand this science, that I have to do karma yoga, I have to purify my mind, I have to get knowledge, and then my avidya will be gone. If this avidya is not there, then there is no question of desire here, then there is no question of action here.
The moment you become vasanalessness, you become desirelessness, then you become actionlessness. Otherwise, it will never happen. So, neskarma means you have to make yourself vasanalessness. How you can become vasanalessness? You have to purify your mind by karma yoga, get the knowledge. Once you are knowledge that you are the source of this whole sukha, then you will not run out for petty sukha in the world. You don't need to go there. Okay. So we have understood that we have to do our bounden duties. We have to do karma yoga. What is our bounden duty? One after another, you need to know all these things. The bounden duty is nitya naimittik karma. What is the nitya karma? A duty toward my own self, duty toward my family, duty toward society and the country and the universe. And naimittik comes are once in a while naimittik comes, going to hospital to see one of your friends or relatives, or going and attending marriage of somebody, or shraddha of somebody, something like this. Once in a while it happens. So nitya and naimittik karma, we have to do the bounden duty. And the Shastra says, don't go in for the kamya karma and the nisiddha karma. Egocentric desires or selfish actions should not be done. Nisiddha karma, prohibited action, we should not do. Okay, then how should we do this bounden duties, kartavya karma? As a seva. From today onward, you try to apply this in your home. This seva. You start thinking that my spouse and children, parents, all are Lord in different forms. I have to make them happy. And this knowledge they all should have also. They all should reciprocate. Husband is thinking the wife is also Lord, I have to make her happy, and the wife should also think that husband is Lord, I have to make him happy. So if both are trying to make each other happy, now tell me, will they be sorrowful? Tell me. Learn the science, apply it in your life, and see then after that what happens. So this way we have to purify our mind. So therefore again and again, Lord has said to Arjuna in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, don't run away from the battlefield, get up and fight, get up and fight, get up and fight. Again and again he has said. People run away from the duty, you know. And they go to Himalaya. Why? For knowledge. Why? Because they are not able to bear the burden of their spouse or children or parents or other obligations. They go there. And this is not yet exhausted. They have run away from one place, gone to Himalaya, and there they again get married and create another family there. Because this is not exhausted. Now Gurudev says, page 9, by the non-performance of action, one cannot reach the state of actionlessness. The path of this great goal has been indicated in Mahabharata. Knowledge springs in man on the destruction of sinful karma when the self is seen in self as in a clean mirror. And therefore, through right action. What is right action? Dedicated action to the Lord. Right action. We have to get a complete purgation of the existing impressions gained through our past actions. So if we do the right actions, then only there will be purgation of vasanas. In short, the path of action is the only process by which an ordinary dense mind and intellect can be made knowledge worthy. Remember these things. Only through path of action, our mind can be made knowledge worthy. Okay. I may think, I don't want Naiskarma. Jhanjar chodo, I am mere. Naiskarma nahi chahiye. No action less than realization, I don't want. Okay, and I don't want to do my duty also. Or, I will not do the kamya karma or prohibited action also. Kuch nahi karenge, naiskarma. I will sit idle. Bhagwan says, chodo, ruko, ruko, bhai, ruko. Let me tell you something more. You don't have this option. Act, you must. You can choose only what to do and how to do. You have to act. Next slok, number 5.
Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. Kshanamapi. Jatu tishtatya karma krit. Jatu tishtatya karma krit. Karyate yavasah karma. Karyate yavasah karma. Sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. Jatu tishtatya karma krit. Karyate yavasah karma. Sarva prakriti jair gunaihi.
Nahi kaschit kshanamapi, not even for a single moment. Kshanam, even for a moment. Jatu tishtati akarmakrit, you cannot stay without performing an action. Not for a moment. Karyate yavasa, karyate, you are made, avas, you are forced to act in the world. By whom? Prakriti. Prakriti jai gunai. Because of the prakriti, it's guna. Guna are sattva, rajas and tamas. Because of your sattva, rajas, tamas nature, you will act. So the meaning is, verily, none can ever remain even for a moment without performing action. For everyone is made to act helplessly indeed by the qualities born of prakriti. Achai, now we can see practically. If I say I am sitting, I am not doing anything. I have closed my eyes also. Can you stop your mind working? Physical body, you can forcibly say, no, it's not working. Can you stop mind? No, we can't stop it. Or somebody may say, oh, I know in the deep sleep, I never think anything. There are no thoughts. Body is also not acting. Then you are breathing. That is an action. Digestion is going on, circulation is going on, pulse beating is still there. Those are also all actions. So you cannot stay without action even for a moment. So don't even think of that, ki naiskarma I will get without doing any action. I will not do any action, so I will get naiskarma. Naiskarma means realization. Realization you will not get. Without action, you have to do in a proper way. The way the Lord is going to tell us, we have to act in the world in that way. So mukti will happen only by jnan. Mukti by jnan, number one. And you will be eligible for jnan only by doing your actions by seva bhav, for the happiness of the Lord. So we all should prepare our mind for that.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. हरि ओम।